Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Well, good morning and welcome again to our midweek communion here at St. Thomas's on Bibury Lane. Once again, Emily is with me as we go through our service together. And today, you can see her, of course, because today Emily is going to deacon for me as we share communion together. So that's good to have Emily here with us. Of course, you get your new sheet by email, no doubt, but if you don't, do get in touch with me. Just to say a couple of things from the new sheet. Did you notice the fact that the rector's getting a bit tubby? Well, that's what the fat rector slim thing was all about on the new sheet. I stood on the scales on Valentine's Day and was somewhat shocked what lockdown had done to me. And at the same time, of course, we are looking to raise money for the refurbishment of St. Nicholas's. So I've decided to combine the two and lose a bit of weight over the next few months. And I'm inviting you to sponsor me, as it were, either pound per pound or 50p per pound or 20p per pound, whatever it is you feel that you can contribute towards that, as we get hopefully a healthy rector and some money towards the refurbishment of St. Nicholas's. So do get in contact with me if you want to join me, support me in that. Outside of that, last night, of course, we had our news from our Prime Minister as he reflected about the roadmap out of lockdown. Just to say that the church leadership, the wardens and I haven't yet met, and the PCC and I haven't yet met, but we will also let you know what our roadmap, as it were, will be back to church over the next week or so. But the good news is it looks as though there's a steady plan to get back to some fashion of normality in the future, and it won't be long, of course, before you're actually able to hug your loved ones. So we look forward to that. We do be praying for our leadership around the country as we do that, and be praying for us as leadership here in Bedhampton as well, as we work out how we can return to our church buildings over the lockdown, as the lockdown is eased. Well, outside of that, of course, the main reason we're here today is to share communion with one another and with Jesus, as he commanded us to. It's interesting, isn't it, that actually it was a commandment from Jesus to remember him in this way. So we're going to do that today. And before we begin, we'll have a moment of silence to just center ourselves wherever you are, just to center ourselves before God. So we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. And we pause and reflect for a moment on our lives as we come before a God who is keen to forgive.
Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbour as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Of course, we are in Lent, and so in Lent we don't tend to use the Gloria as part of our tradition, both here and in other churches. And so we come to the Collect, the special prayer of the week. And as we have a tradition here, a moment of silence for you to say your own prayer of thanks before I pray the Collect for the week. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And as we begin our Lent series on exploring discipleship, we are reading from the book of Philippians over Lent. So I shall be reading from chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about you, since I have you in my heart, and whenever I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. This reading is taken from John chapter 10, verses 27 to 28. My sheep, listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the letter that we heard from Paul to the Philippian church, what a warm beginning Paul brings to his letter. He obviously has great affection for them. The first few paragraphs of the letter ooze with love. In this reading, we hear Paul is telling the Philippians that he is confident that God is in control and that nothing can prevent God from completing any work that he has started in each believer. Peter Hall went into much more detail on the history and meaning of this passage in his sermon on Sunday, and I really encourage you to listen to that. I just have a couple of things I wanted to share about with you about what impacted me when I first read this passage a few days ago. The sentence that really struck me was this: how I long for you with the compassion of Jesus Christ. At the time that Paul wrote this letter, we believe he was imprisoned in Rome. He was writing to his fellow Christians in Philippi, and he was obviously missing them greatly. In this what seems like never-ending lockdown, I can say that I long for all of you. I long to be with my family and my friends again. I long to be with people, to talk and laugh and hug again. I long to be able to worship God together under one roof as a congregation. And what really spoke to me about what Peter said in his sermon on Sunday was that Paul had confidence in God, even when he was in prison, probably starving and beaten. In that darkness, he still clung to the light of Christ. He still has confidence in Jesus Christ. He has confidence in the power and presence of God. This confidence, I think, stems from a rich knowledge of Scripture and his belief in the generous, slow to anger, quick to love God that we have faith in too. So I draw comfort from Paul's confidence that God is in control. I also have confidence in God, in his power and presence in our lives. Isaiah 26 verse 4 says this: trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. So I know that in time, my longings to be with you all again will be fulfilled, particularly after yesterday's announcement. I know that in time, we will be able to talk and laugh and hug again, because I, like Paul, have confidence that God is in control. Amen. We now come to the part of our service where we declare our faith together in the words of the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We now come to our intercessions. The response to the words, Lord of Lent, is renew our lives. Lord of Lent,
renew our lives.
Lord of Lent, come to your church and ask us your hard questions. Are we faithfully proclaiming your gospel? Are we demonstrating in our life together the justice of your kingdom? Have we welcomed the weak and given prominence to the poor? Come to your church to spring clean our ways of life, our structures and our priorities. Point out to us the cobwebs, the dirt, the extravagance and the waste. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Lord of Lent, come to the nations and challenge our idolatries. Spring clean the sordid cupboard of the world's false gods. Sweep out the false pride, the self-seeking, the deceit, the corruption, and the lies. May the kingdoms of this earth seek justice, peace, and integrity of creation. May we look beyond immediate advantage to seek the common good, to be drawn to it as a lark to the dawn. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Lord of Lent, look with compassion on those whose minds are full of anxiety and bewilderment. We remember people who are lonely, imprisoned, despairing and humiliated. Clear away from them all unnecessary feelings of fear, guilt and self-hatred. Assure them that when you spring clean our hearts and minds, you know what you are doing. For you have been there, one of us, and you are to be trusted. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Lord of Lent, turn your healing love towards those who are sick and in pain today. We have in our hearts some known to us, some known to the church, and some only known through the news. We bring them to you now. Clear away from them, we pray, those things that hurt, harm, and hinder them. May your healing touch still have its ancient power. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. For ourselves, Lord, we pray that you spring clean would be through and true in this Lent. Show us clearly those effortless sins that we no longer notice, and help us to address the sins which sit on our shoulder every day. Our constant companions, give us both discipline in dealing with some of our faults and gentleness in dealing with others, and help us to know the difference. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Lord of Lent, renew our lives. Renew our church, renew our world, renew our hearts, our cleansing Lord of Lent. Amen.
Thank you, Emily. It's great to have some new prayers for our Wednesday service, isn't it? So let's take a moment now to bring to mind those that we would normally worship with as we come to this section of our communion we call the Peace, a moment to bring them to mind and to reflect on them. And perhaps also at the same time, bring to mind those who you love, who you've not seen for a while because of the lockdown.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. And now we can worship in this hymn. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit,